John Rooney along with Ricky Horton, and last night at Citi Field in New York, the Cardinals were tied at two with the Mets up until a four-run fifth inning. Jake Walsh couldn't get an out in four batters. They all scored. But the Cardinals got a two-run homer from Nolan Arenado. That came in the eighth inning after Paul Goldschmidt singled, extending his hitting streak to 11. And then everything caved in on T.J. McFarland with a five-run eighth. The Mets won the game 11-4.
Pitch count got up again on Jordan Hicks, who was only able to go four innings. So the Cardinals had to go four innings with their bullpen and two really bad innings, the four-run fifth, the five-run eighth. And the Cardinals just could not stop the Mets. They had very good, pesky at-bats, the left-handed batters for New York, and they were really good with runners in scoring position.
The Cardinals need a win this afternoon if they're going to get a split in this series, and they have Dakota Hudson going to the mound.
I think he's the right guy. I think he's going to throw more strikes, keep the ball in the infield, and let's hope that he does just that.
And we're on the air this morning at 11:15.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.